more than saved. Hallelujah. They tell me one of her Lazarus sisters went to Jesus. They said, Jesus, the one you love is sick. And Jesus told her, go on. He would be on later. Hallelujah. And they tell me Lazarus died. And they put Lazarus in the grave. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing too hard for God, church. Hallelujah, God. Looks like all hope was gone. Then I put him in the ground. Hallelujah, God. And they tell me, finally, here come Jesus. And one of them, Lazarus' sister ran to him. They said, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But he wanted to see his glory. He wanted to see them the works of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, God. And he said, show me where you laid him. He's taken by now. Jesus knew where he was. He knew how long he'd been in the grave. And they tell me they went down to the grave. And they say, he's going down to the grave to mourn Lazarus. Glory. But what they didn't know, it was a man approved of.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to speak to me this day and teach me, lead me, and guide me in the way you'd have me to go. This I ask in the name of your firstborn Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you. This morning, this afternoon, I decided to talk a little about another one of the deceptions of Satan. And one of the ones I spoke about in my first program was being born again. Now, we'll go to get your Bible. I want you to get your Bible so you can go along with me, because Brother Gaspar didn't write this. He just happened to read it, and I want to read it to you, and you read it. And maybe you'll see it the way I do, and maybe you won't. But however, if you read it, then you can say, you can't say you didn't know, because, like I said, you read it. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now notice he said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, he said, born of water. He ever heard of it when a woman is pregnant, when the water breaks, is when after before the child is born. This is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Being born of water and born of the Spirit is two different things. And I'll point that out to you later, show it to you later in the Bible. That which is flesh, now listen to this, that which is flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. Now, you notice there's a period there. After it says, you cannot tell from whence it comes from or where it goes. Then it goes on to say, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Can you go any place without anybody seeing you? You can't do it. Not yet, because you're still in the flesh. And what's born is flesh is flesh, and what's born of spirit is spirit. Now we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 20. And we'll go down, well, as far as we have to get it. We'll just read the rest of this chapter. But now, starting at verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Notice it says first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first one resurrected from the dead. There had been other people raised from the dead, but not resurrected from the dead, because the other people raised from the dead had to die again. Jesus was resurrected, and he don't die anymore. When we're resurrected, some of us won't die anymore, but we will all be resurrected. And that's when we are born of the Spirit, when we're born from the grave. I'll show that to you later. I won't have time to do it in this program, but if you stay tuned next week, we'll go further into this. But since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even as in Christ all shall be made alive. It says all. That includes the sinner, the saint, and whoever else. All shall be made alive. But each one to his own order. Christ, the first fruits, after those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God, for the Father, when he puts an end to all things and all authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself also would be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, but the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead, and why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting of you in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now, in Revelation 12:9, the Bible says that the devil has deceived the whole world. Now, John wrote that But it was talking about these end times that God, the devil has deceived the whole world. And how does he do it? By distracting you from the truth. Because if you know the truth, the Bible says the truth will make you free. And if you know the truth, you can't be fooled with a phony. And the devil is a phony. He's a master counterfeiter. He does everything, tries to do it exactly like God, because he wants to be, he wanted to be God. He's the angel that tried to overthrow God and usurp his power. Now, you hear people say, I've heard preachers say this, the devil has no power. But that's a lie. The devil does have power. He wants you to think he doesn't have any power. But he has power. And his goal is to convince you, is to weaken you in any way he can. This is a war we're in. It's not a game, friend. You know, we play games and things. Some games are played for entertainment, some for fun, and but this game is for life and death. And Satan knows that, and you need to know that. Because if Satan can fool you into believing that you're already born into the family of God, then you would have nothing. Do you sit back and, oh, you got to do it. Oh, you just sit back and relax. You got it made. You know, you're already born you're going to heaven anyway. And that's another lie. You're not going to heaven when you die. You're going to go to the grave like everybody else. But if he can convince you that you already have what others are striving for, then you'll be one less that he'll have to fight. Or you won't be effective in your fight against him and his army. So that is the purpose of him trying to convince you that you already have what God said, what God promised. And getting you to expect things of God that he did not promise. You know, God says also in his word, don't add to my word nor take away from it. Now, if you're expecting something that God has not promised, God didn't promise you would go to heaven when you die, and God did not say that you would be born again when the Holy Spirit come upon you. In Acts 1:8, write this scripture down. I'm going off on this right now. Acts 1:8, Jesus said that you would receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now, religion says that you're born again when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Now, who are you going to believe? You going to believe what the Bible says, what Jesus said, or you going to believe what the church says? The church is the same one, the same church that tried to keep this Bible out of our hands for so many years. Men died, was tortured at the stake, was burned alive to keep us from having this book in our hands, that we have so many different versions of it now that, you know, I can't name all of them. But this book was isolated. It was not allowed for the public to read the Bible. The Bible was at one time was chained to the podium, and you had to get permission from the priest to get to read it. However, I'm thankful that somebody loved humanity enough to see that this was not right. And everybody should have a chance to read the Bible. And so many people have suffered and died for us to read it. It's a terrible waste. Like that college slogan says, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Paul in Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And our mind is the thing that Satan is after, because as a man thinketh, so is he. So if he can get you to thinking that you on the right road. When Jesus